I know what you're thinking. Hell of a week. Let's be honest. Hell of a year. Seems as though the more and more I try to do good and fix my life, I just get drawn right back in. Right back into this prison. This prison of storytelling, excitement, danger, and a little bit of romance. That's right. You're listening to Dungeonetics, and I'm going to make that the love connection. Summary. We're in Haven. There's a bunch of people there in the council. They want us to do a bunch of tasks for them so they can gain our trust. So we can essentially take down the Duke. Zombies are still filling the land, but it seems as though the corrupt council has their own heinous plans. They're in league with the Dark One. We know it. We've seen it, and we've experienced their cruelty. So join us now for the final Haven battle.
Mercy killing. You're
12.
Mercy killing.
And you slide the blade across, and it just cleaves his head clean off.
Oh,
it just
please.
Rolls down the deck.
Great. How dare you, Shaw?
Well, I now have I'm full
only,
charges.
I only took this job to pay for my mom's medicine.
Do I get to attack a third time though?
There's no
I'm
one near
community
you.
College.
YOLO.
YOLO.
All right, rogue.
That qualifies.
No, that's when the guy looks up and he goes, "Help!" And you're like, "YOLO."
Wow.
Well, Hustle, you're brutal, man. Ruthless.
I knew I should have just attacked the guy. Why am I?
No, you need the crown of courage.
That's killing it, innocent people for charges is
you
so
don't know
wrong.
If they're innocent.
They could have been bad.
They could have been murdered.
You'll never know, but they could have been
they
bad.
They eat babies.
They had
babies.
They had all these dead bodies
what
in the bottom
honestly
of the
boat. Honestly, is your alignment?
Lawful, neutral.
Not anymore.
No, that ain't so. Well, I mean,
you're neutral. You're kind of like flipping.
You can probably be true neutral after this.
Yeah.
You might. I mean, you do know where Miles really is, so...
Actually, we're over water. There is no law.
You're international water.
International water!
Yeah,
everything's fair
that's
game.
That's why they have casinos out in the water, so...
All right, it's now the Rogue. Miles Carver.
What about CG for my alignment?
Chaotic good.
Huh?
Chaotic you believe good. In the aspect of good, but you don't follow laws.
Oh, that's true.
You got me.
Jabroni boy's in the web, right?
Yep.
Jarvis, whatever his name is. All right, I'm going to go over to him and keen dagger in the head.
All right. This is interesting. You leap at him, plunge the dagger into his chest, going for what you believe is his heart. He vanishes, and you fall into the webs, and you're restrained.
What? Come on.
Wow.
Bull donkey.
Wow.
Chester? You see him, now he's in the middle of the deck.
Worst adventuring party ever.
Yeah, with a stab wound in his chest, thanks to me.
Yeah, he
as
is
I'm
bleeding.
Cutting my way out of webbing.
Yeah.
How close are to any form of land?
You're heading right towards that storm drain.
I know, but how close is it? Like,
very close.
Oh, we need to get off
you're about
the
60
boat.
Feet.
Oh, I could teleport that far.
Yep.
Don't call the whale.
Wall of fire?
Like the ship on fire.
Into a burning wall of fire. I went down, and the boat sunk even higher.
We'll be fine.
Burn, such a bad
that wall of fire. That wall of fire.
Okay, you bring it up, and he gets his dexterity, so he's saved, but roll 5d8. You have damage.
Things are happening.
So you did the fire.
Yeah, the center broken mast that's kind of tilted.
Yeah,
the fire has set the sail that's attached to that is on fire. So the fire is going right up.
Good.
Okay.
Into the netting.
So we are flying into a sewer drain, middle of us on fire. And this,
full of a boat full of dead bodies.
And this lunatic is attacking us.
Well, you might as well just go blight at this point.
Things are happening.
Yeah. I was thinking blight or ice storm, but with a fire, we don't need that anymore. So.
Red Sox lost, by the way.
Oh, that stinks. 2-2.
Oh.
Shit.
Okay.
Shit, son.
Shit's getting real.
Let's do blights. Do I need to roll?
You do need to roll.
Let's
do
this.
Max it? Is that?
They took that away until level 12.
What's going on?
Why do they take all the good things away from us?
They found that getting even one max spell is really powerful because you just use then your strongest
17.
Spell.
Oh, that hits.
88.
Hustle. Roll that 8 times.
8. 3. 8. 7. 6. 7. Wow. How many more I got?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 2 more times.
8. 4. That was the lowest one.
That's a lot of math.
YOLO.
Let me
four.
Get my calculator out.
I got this.
YOLO.
YOLO.
30.
Get some spells.
44. 48.
Man, that's
49. 50. 51.
7-3.
Wow. I would be very impressed if this guy survives.
All right, tomorrow. You hit him with the blight.
No.
You see he, like, Traveled pops up this huge chunk of blood and then vanishes. You see him appear in the entrance of the storm drain on his knees, like, coughing up blood.
Oh, so I got him.
That's awesome.
Now it is your turn.
From the movie.
Yeah. Well, what the hell do we do now?
We gotta go after him. We have to.
We have to, because he's not as neat. I mean, he's not... We damaged him. We need that final blow.
You do need that final blow, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
So
who
do
can
we...
give him the final blow? That's the question. Who's... Are you up?
I actually don't...
Yeah, it's my turn, but there's no way I can reach the guy. Unless, you know, I do have a...
You have the crown! It's ready to go!
Yep. I still have to make contact with a sword!
Run! You can walk in water!
You could run towards the tip of the boat or the side of the boat, take your sword, slash one of the lines, take the line, and swing to the pipe.
Oh, Jesus, this is going to end badly. All right.
Yeah, but
I can't Hustle. Critical hit if he's not in front of me.
Run, turn, hero!
Hey, Shaw.
Come on, man.
YOLO.
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 YOLO. YOLO.
Okay, so what kind of roll?
YOLO roll.
Fucking
YOLO roll.
Acrobatics or athletics? Which way you want to do this?
I guess.
Do a
YOLO roll.
YOLO
roll!
17 plus 5.
Yeah, we took it
YOLO roll.
We helped him by doing that.
We did.
All right, 17 plus your proficiency, since you have athletics, is 23. 20, then plus your strength modifier, which is 5. So you got a 25. So Hutzel runs diagonally across the ship. Going through flames.
Get to the chopper!
Going through flames, cuts one of the netting lines, and swings with it across into the pipe, hits the wall, slides off the rope, but he's in the pipe.
Wow.
You see him, like...
We saw through that.
Limping down the tunnel. And you see... him, like, slapping his bloody hand against the wall, and you see a panel of it slide down.
You're like, Jarvis! Get back here!
And now it goes to,
Brian, don't you have, like, a...
I'm still on the boat.
Dimension door or something?
It's
gone.
Yeah, it's gone. Yeah, I don't have that.
Oh, that would have been so awesome.
No, you might not have it memorized, but you still have it in your spell list.
Yeah, but even if I did that, it wouldn't take me...
It's you can teleport right to the...
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it took me to another dimension.
No, remember you used it to move around.
Let's call it dimension port. What do you want from me?
Brian teleports to the Swift Village. What's
Where
up,
is
guys?
It? I don't even
portal.
See it.
Did you memorize it?
TikTok.
All right. It looks like you guys are taking the long route. Yep. You guys take normal jumps off, land in the water like it was the ground, and start running towards it with the boat falling behind you.
Okay, that's fine.
Crashing behind you.
Crashing and blowing up behind us.
Fiery ball of
fire.
Are you guys going to make it easy? Because like the storm drain kind of like is not like into the water. It's kind of like above the water, like 20 feet.
You gotta jump.
Draining in.
You gotta jump.
Yeah, we'll jump up. And.
Yeah, you're going to jump 20 feet.
So I'm guessing we're going to put a rope down for them to...
Yeah, I got a rope.
No, guys, don't worry about me. I have airwalk.
He'll just change the lock.
He pumps up his Air Jordans.
Air Jordans.
Jumps.
I'll just hold on to your feet.
I'll straight on my climber kit.
Yeah, I'll...
We'll throw them down a rope.
Throw them down a piece of kale or something we took from the boat.
Do I have to roll to climb up this rope? I hope not.
I hope not.
Because then I'll die.
The airwalk allows you to walk on air as up to a 45-degree angle like it was ground.
Oh, cool.
So he's going...
Yeah.
He's like, wait a minute, stairs? Oh, I'm mime. Can you
throw him on your back and carry him up the
airwalk? Does it sag and carry?
Yeah, sounds fine.
All right. Hop on his back.
All right, hop on your back.
Piggyback.
Piggyback rides.
Wizard piggyback rides.
All right, you guys, are you guys going to chase after him? Because you are pretty bruised up.
Yeah, I'll chase after him. I'm fine.
Can I, like, stop to pop a potion or something?
Yeah, you can use it.
I need healing, just so
you have your own healing potions.
I'll use your own. Don't worry about that.
Okay, I have 5 healing potions.
Well, wait a minute, are we...
Chase him.
You sure?
Get him.
Okay.
Yeah, we gotta get rid of this guy.
All right, so how do I...
I want to go home sometime.
So
this
2d4 plus 7?
2d4 plus
Klingon.
4.
2d4 plus 2.
Nerd knees.
Okay.
I don't know what he's talking about.
That's not a lot of hit points.
Not an enormous amount.
2, 4, 9, 8.
2 player, please, plus 7.
That's a 2.
And 2.
It's 4 plus
6.
They're like the worst dice in the world, the D4s. It's like, really? It's like if you throw it, whatever it lands on is what's going to land on. You have no chance of it, like, doing a roll.
And you guys follow.
What about second wind, though?
All right. You guys follow as these guys are coming up to the pipe. Exiting the storm drain, you go through the secret door. Exiting the storm drain, you enter a dark tunnel where the walls appear to be made from hard clay. What little light is available from the generously spaced torches along the wall reveal the deep reddish hues of the clay walls. Glancing about, it almost appears the walls are weeping a red ooze when not directly watched.
Vigo.
In the distance, you can faintly hear the sounds of someone running.
Vigo. Vigo the Carpathian. Vigo. Destroyer of worlds.
Destroyer. Well, play Aretha Franklin.
What are you two doing?
Animate. Stuff.
I'm chasing after the other one.
Are you guys just going to run down the tunnel?
Yes, but I'm going stealthily down the tunnel.
You guys are like around ahead of these two.
So
you,
I
assume you guys are chasing after them?
No, 5. You went up 5.
All right, the tunnel you're in.
Can I see him?
Opens up. You barely can see him because he's using his teleport to
put distance.
Boop, 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 boop.
The tunnel opens up into a vast chamber with a pit. Containing a pit filled with blood-red sand that gives the illusion of constantly draining, but it never appears to empty. Circling the hole is a ring of chains that plunge into the pit, blood dripping along their links. The chains attach to the walls, numerous bodies have been bound to the links with wounds intended to accentuate rather than kill.
Accentuate.
On the other side of the chamber, on the other side of the chamber is the adversary that you tracked here.
Sandwich I ate.
Oh Lord, avenge my failure! As he slits his throat and collapses near the pit.
Oh man.
Uh-oh.
The grooves in the floor seem to guide the blood towards the sand, and when they touch, the sand crackles and smokes.
Oh no!
Suddenly, the entire chamber begins to shudder and shake.
Pick her and run the other way.
As the chains plunging into the sand pit grow tight, as if something was climbing out of its depths.
Oh,
get
to
the
God.
Turnaround, run towards it, go,
get out!
And just as this has all happened, the two of them run into the room.
And I turn and go, let's get the fuck out of here! I turn
roll initiative.
YOLO! YOLO! Oh, no.
As you walked in, the guy you were chasing slit his own throat.
Yeah, I know that.
And now the chain's gone tight, like something's pulling on them and climbing up out of it.
But we don't know what.
We could just start destroying the chains so it can't climb out?
Like Dawkins?
Yeah, nice. We could,
breaking the chains.
Well, you're not, are you in the room with us now? Or?
Yeah, we're all.
Yeah, they just joined you as you, they didn't witness the guy slitting his throat, but they see the rest of it.
Oh, I used blight, didn't I?
And cone of cold and telekinesis.
Oh, and yeah.
Mother's
and
lover.
In the web. And
kill it.
Phantasmal
Make it
force.
Die.
You could detect magic.
Force.
I don't know.
That's, yeah.
No. Yeah. How about you just... do we have the beholder?
Oh, no. Oh.
You do have a beholder.
Beholder.
Do I have a beholder?
In no, your, the beholder? Your canteen.
Oh, in my canteen.
Have we ever had something so vicious as this come across
because
us?
I'm a
we
newbie.
Don't even know what it is.
All right, you guys are trying to discuss what's going on. And you see now that...
What's going on? Brightness decides to unleash the beholder. Both go.
Will the beholder right. attack
the blood
us?
That was That's flowing down the chains seems to be flowing up the chains. As the room continues to shudder, suddenly the sand explodes as a creature rises up out of the pit.
Oh boy!
The monster is huge, nearly a dozen feet tall. Despite most of his lower torso is still submerged beneath the sand.
We need a bigger
Its body is without skin and appears to be blood-soaked muscle tissue with several plates of metal bound by rivets into its flesh. With a solid bronze mass upon its face. I'm free, the creature screams as it stretches out its forearms that end in fearsome-looking claws that look like sleeves. On a cue, several of the bodies upon the chain snap to life and drop to the ground, limping towards you.
This Beholder?
Is this is a zombie dragon.
This is Doom 2 or Doom 3 end boss. So,
if we release like Beholder, the Beholder will attack him.
Part of the spell that captured him in the flask means you can command him to fight another opponent for you. But once that opponent's dead, then he can come after you. But somehow I'm not sure that even a Beholder is going to be able to take out a god of the undead. But at least its attention will be directly on us.
And it would be I have to put my hit points. Yeah, I mean.
And if worse comes worse, maybe you can put a god in a bottle.
Yeah. And you know what? It gives us one extra person.
Just a genie in a bottle.
I'm gonna roll. Do I have to roll?
To pop the cork and get the party started?
Yeah. No. Let's pop the beholder out.
You don't have to pop it.
All right.
You pull it out, and he's like, "Are you gonna release me?"
Yes. Yes.
Would task you to see me.
You need to go after that guy.
He's like, "Nope, I'll stay right here."
I'm good. I'm staying.
He's like, "I'm good. I'm out."
We need you to attack the gentleman with forearms hanging.
That has no skin.
That has no skin. We need you to attack the head.
Then release me.
You are released.
Oh, you boy. Pop the cork.
Oh boy.
And you see him come out, and he just like kind of like expands rapidly, and there's a hole before him.
And he looks at it and goes, "Let me back in! Let me back in!
Can I go back in the box? Mommy, no!
Can I go back in the flask?"
I hope we did the right thing.
We
probably did.
But it gives us extra...
I don't know what either of these things are.
Yeah.
All right, you were the first to go this turn.
Okay. Running back.
Now the beholder is number two.
Okay, this way.
I roll for beholder to attack?
your action was just summoning him.
Okay.
And now he's going.
So the beholder, but do I roll for the beholder, or you roll? It doesn't.
He's got the beholder.
Okay.
He's got
That's
this.
Good, because I probably rolled horribly for the beholder.
The beholder is going to town.
It's a good thing, is that we don't get it.
Let's hope.
I like hope. That's like cheese.
I don't know. My alignment is slipping away from hope.
Yes, it is.
Five different rays from his eyes going against the
zombie guy.
No, against
the monster.
That's what he released him against.
Oh, I thought maybe we'd just do it by accident. Get lucky. You don't have to fight anything, he just kills everything. We just stand there and go, yep, alright, back in the box. Back in your flask. He just runs back and jumps in.
You see a lot of them just kind of like bounce off the creature. One of them hits him solid and burns like this like huge chunk of his flesh out. And the creature roars and
he's angry.
Returns some shit.
On the beholder. Not enough.
On the beholder.
Alright.
It's good.
So far so good. So far you're doing a good thing. I have a feeling this is gonna turn into a bad thing. But right
it
now,
will always turn into a bad thing. But
it's
right
a good
now,
thing. There's a lot of John just rolling for himself, against himself. This is great right. Television.
The huge creature in the center just starts bringing all his four arms down on the beholder. Like, he's cut a few stocks off, but he, like I said, he's pretty bloody.
Yet again, Hellraiser.
The 10 limping bodies, or the 6 limping bodies.
6 of them?
What happened to
there was 5?
Did I say 5?
You said 5 before. You better.
Alright, then it's 5.
You said 3.
Yeah, he took care of one.
You guys are lucky. I just got him to convince him that there's only 5 of them. Alright, so there's 4 of us. There's 5 of them. Hutzel, you get 2 of them because you have armor and stuff.
The next one to go is Shaw.
You take 2 of them out.
Do I attack them or do I try and go after the main guy?
No! Leave the main guy alone. We'll take care of that for now. Go after the other guys.
Oh, but don't do that then.
Okay. Alright, swing.
That's just one of those things we can do.
17.
Nice.
You hit.
You sank his battleship.
You sank his.
You sank his PT boat.
9. 14. I didn't know that. I was supposed to be adding my.
Alright, make a constitution saving throw.
Oh, sure.
Oh, man. You're going to
you
get
have proficiency
hit
on that, so.
9 plus 4.
Okay. You slice through that one, and it explodes in a cloud of red mist that has these fine, like, maybe like inch and a half maggots full of blood that try to burrow into your skin.
I have armor on.
Creepiness.
And
this makes me really itchy. This
you
time.
Actually killed him, so you actually get a free attack. So you have 2 more attacks.
Do you still have your crown of wonder?
Yeah
but I'm not gonna waste that on the peons.
No, but I'm just asking.
He's got it. He's,
I'm just asking.
He's got it.
I'm so I'm attacking another one.
Yep.
I think that should be the killer move.
That's the way you do it. That's the way.
That's a critical fail.
That did not hit.
No, it did not.
Oh, the Ray Charles on.
You do have 1 more attack, though. Because you gain an extra attack whenever you flee someone.
Close his eyes.
That's an automatic critical.
All right. So you hit another one and make a con save.
Please, another 20. 8 plus 4, 8, 9.
Yeah, that's good enough. So another one explodes as the maggots try to burrow into your skin.
Oh, God.
Now it is...
Rotten flesh. Use ranged attacks.
It is your turn, Miles.
Miles, take out my crossbow. I load in a acid arrow. And shoot it towards one of the zombie guys.
Alright.
11. Plus... That was 18.
Okay, roll 3d6 for the acid.
5, 6, and 1. 12.
Alright, you killed it. Roll con save, Hustle.
Why am I rolling a con save? I didn't.
Because they're all, you waded into them and they're popping now.
Yeah. And he did a range.
It's not whoever kills them, it's whoever's next to him.
What?
Yes!
What'd you get?
A 1.
Yeah. It was a what?
It was gonna happen eventually.
Hustle's gonna get eaten by maggots.
You take 6 points of damage, and there's a few maggots that made it in between your armor, and they're starting to burrow into your blood.
Oh, maggot yum yum!
Got the crocodile. Did you see that?
Maggot yum yum.
If people shoot heroin, they're getting crocodile. It's got a crocodile.
Oh, you turned from a zombie.
All right,
no, it makes your skin rot.
Yeah.
And maggots
will
start. It's rotting
on the big
flesh.
Guy.
Yeah. All right. Thinking they're shooting a heroin, but it's like crocodile. It's called crocodile, and it's like. It's a news piece. The whole family do heroin. I'm
17
like,
plus wisdom, which is a 4, so 24.
And
the
skin's rotting.
Is that the one in the
so how do I get rid of the maggots?
That is something you're going to have to figure out. Yes, that's it.
I would say a shower. ATA.
Eating it from the inside out.
Yep.
Hey guys, guess what?
Huh?
I hit him.
Who?
The guy.
You went after the guy?
He went after the big guy. Why? Blight.
Where's the beholder doing that?
Blight.
Oh.
Blight, baby, blight.
Yeah, yeah, blight.
Oh, okay.
Just go in front of him. Here we go. 7.
How many do you get?
6.
You get 6 of them?
Blight one. 6. And 10.
Wow.
So that is 12.
16 plus 13.
22 plus 7. 29.
7 plus 6 is 13.
Oh, yeah, but 6 plus 6 is 12, plus 10 is 22, plus that is 29.
Bam!
All right, you blast him, more blood comes off, and one of his metal rivet plates fall off.
Nice.
But he seems to be
still
focused upon
the beholder.
The beholder.
That's fine.
That's great, that's good. Keep all focused on beholder.
And wizard?
Way to go, team beholder.
Ooh, man.
What do you got?
I was thinking, actually, I could use Thunder Wave and knock down as many guys as I can.
Oh yeah, it's the start of a new turn. 3 more of the bodies anime.
What?
3 more bodies? How many bodies are there?
You would guess that there's probably somewhere between 300 bodies behind all the
chains. What the balls? Okay, so we need to
they've been shipping
people to
feed this thing.
Thunder Wave.
Need to do the, no.
It's brutal.
We need to do Ice Storm.
It's so brutal.
I guess we could try it and just see what happens.
Cone of Cold? Will that freeze everything?
Are the chains connected to the main guy? No, he broke 3 of those, right?
They're bound underneath to his belt.
Oh, so realistically, if you did lightning on the thing, it would hit all the creatures already strung up on the chains and the guy.
Electrocute them all?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very smart. I wouldn't think about that, yeah.
Yeah?
I'm going to do that.
Yeah. If that was any salty water
that
we can toss on them,
I'm
going to
do a lightning bolt towards the chain.
Right?
Make a peek. I mean, make a roll.
And we'll see if we can fry some people. 17 plus.
Yeah, you don't have to roll.
Oh.
Roll 66.
6d6?
Yeah,
66. Hold on, we got more coming.
Well, hold on. 5,
8.
Gotta do it himself.
12 Whoa. Plus 8, 20. 20. 28. 28. 28.
28.
I need to take you to Vegas.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He wouldn't be able to do it there. Get too nervous.
All right, you unleash
the Kraken.
The lightning on the chain.
Buckle your pants and unleash the Kraken.
Funnels into underneath the sand and like kind of like crystallizes some of the sand around it. And it shocks the main guy. And you notice the blood that was traveling up the chain wasn't actually blood. It was a bunch of bloody maggots that were infesting the bodies.
And that's controlling the bodies.
And you fried, and you can see all these like fried, crispy maggots starting to rain down from the chain.
Nice.
Oh man, nice. Get rid of the reanimating bodies.
Yeah, what about the bodies though? Any
the 5 that were free of the chains are free of the chains.
Oh, okay.
And they're moving towards you.
Using those maggots for controlling the bodies.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully they won't be controlling me soon.
Yeah, sure. We don't want to be fighting mental later.
Oh, we'll just kill you.
And the creature is barraged by another 3 rays from the beholder.
Nice.
Yeah.
This beholder is just
like
its ass.
Yeah, cool. Decide to turn around and kick our ass.
We should name the beholder Yolo.
Nice.
Alright, you see parts of the beholder fly out. You see one of the claws plunge into the beholder's center eye and blind it. The beholder's still moving, but it's half of its stalks are gone and its central eye is like bleeding out gelatin.
Beholder's being fucked up.
Okay.
Yeah.
I might have something I can do to help him out.
It is now your turn.
The Horn of Blasting, is that an area?
Come on, Black Dragon.
All right.
Lord Albert.
What do I have to do for the Horn of Blasting?
Your escorts now.
Roll 5d6.
5d6. 2 sixes.
12.
Yes, I know. 3.
15.
15.
20.
All right, you blast them all away from you. and kill three of them. Nice. Two of them are barely clinging together. Make three con saves.
Oh, come on! I used the horn to avoid this.
Well, you blew it, and they just fucking blew up. Two of them were blown away from you, but
you've been blown.
You blew the other ones in the clouds of maggots.
Two, failed that one. 15, passed that one. And 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Nine total?
Yeah.
You're just a walking gore video right now.
It's like, yeah, I really don't like the changes they made to my character. It's like, I don't do anything anymore except for die.
All right, you take 12 points of damage from the explosions, and more maggots start to find their way into your body.
Excellent.
Then we go to Chester.
You're welcome.
Okay. There's one blown away guy, still walking dead guy, still living.
I'm not worried about that. Like here's the thing. The other guy, so. You said earlier that Awaken gives intelligence to a creature?
Yeah, to like animals or plants.
I know he doesn't have an eye, but is there any way I can up the beholder's intelligence so he can kind of use his sensations, his other
things? No, it has to be targeted against someone that doesn't have intelligence, and it brings them to that. Not the beholder is actually quite intelligent.
I know. All right. In that case,
7 plus 2 is 9. I'm taking some maggots.
You take 10 points of damage.
Yikes. 63.
And there's maggots crawling underneath your flesh.
Maggots.
Oh. How do we get rid of those? Do I like have to light myself on fire? That's not fun.
Probably.
That sounds like one way of doing it. We now go to the top of the order. Wizard.
Oh, god damn it. He's still holding on to these chains, correct?
The chains are binding him.
Yeah, you don't want to get rid of those.
Yeah, that'll keep him. Let's keep him bound down.
Yeah, I guess. From where I am, I can see his face, right? I know the beholder's there. I guess if I could do the Melf's acid arrow to the face, to his noggin.
Sure, go for it.
Can I charge?
You don't have the overcharge ability.
Oh, I keep forgetting. Well, it says 10 charges on my staff.
Want to use a charge on your staff to cast a spell.
Yeah. Could I do that? That's what I want.
Well, yeah, you're not casting it from your memory. You're casting it from the staff.
Yeah, because I...
All right, cast it. Roll the hit.
11
plus 8
18 that
hits. Sweet.
Roll 3d6.
Let's do this. 4 5 6 7 Fuck. 9 plus nothing.
Does he add his intelligence modifier?
Nope. No. I don't
All right. It continues to hit it next turn, so it's not completely done yet. But you unleash your pain. The beholder unleashes its remaining pain as it pulls out its claw and splits the beholder in half.
Oh. It was nice knowing the beholder.
Oh, my pet is gone.
Well, at least we don't have to worry about it taking revenge on you. I think you may have to use the flask on the blood god, though.
Can I?
I think you should be able to do that. You have to pass a concentration check because it's like a. You're thinking it's like.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
God in a flask? Why not?
Risky.
Huh? So friggin' risky.
That is. I would have to roll really good.
Especially if it's a blood god. It's not like it's just like random.
You take 23 points of damage.
Cool. Wow. Housed.
Awesome.
Who, Hutzel?
Yes. Hutzel got housed.
Oh, how the hell did he get hit?
Maggots.
One of its claws ripped the thing. It's got four arms. One of the other ones bashes Hutzel.
Oh. So I'm at 11 and on my way out. Great.
Another one actually swings and misses the wizard.
Nice.
And swings and misses it.
Thank God.
I have the highest AC. Why am I always the one that gets hit?
I don't get it. Because I rolled a 4 against him, a 2 against him, and a 16 against you. Doesn't matter if you had plate mill with a fucking large shield. With 16, he's going to hit you. That's what your job is. Your job is to take.
Well, I guess I should use that resistance thing now. To take that the I know it exists.
And now it goes to Shaw. Are you gonna go for Gusto?
Dude,
unleash,
dude.
Unleash the
credit,
the throne.
Yeah.
The,
unleash.
The use your action. Fucking. Use your action point and use the crown.
Yes. Use the damn crown.
It's probably gonna be the last thing I do because when I take damage from the maggots again, I'm going down.
You,
so.
you don't take continual damage from the maggots.
Oh, okay.
Hutzel, do the crown because if you're not, I'm gonna try to put them.
That's
in my...
That's what I'm doing.
In my
I'm
flask.
Lighting it up.
It's flask time.
So let's hope no. It's so crown
time. Oh, crown time!
You know where you are?
No, no. So it's just max damage. Or whatever the hit.
Well, it's different now, but roll it.
I passed the point of no return.
So
roll the hit.
Oh, I have to roll a hit still? Dude.
Yeah.
That sucks.
You gotta hit it with something to hit make the crown work. You can't just magically just throw the crown at him.
8 plus 9?
17.
That is actually its AC.
Yay! Crown!
Alright, so you're gonna use the crown.
Oh my god.
The crown isn't nearly as good as it used to be. Roll 2d10 wow. plus 1d6.
2d6, right?
No.
2d10 plus
1d6. 2d10 plus 1d6.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
It's 3. 1.
10.
And then 5 from my strength.
So that's 15. But since you got a critical, it gives you another attack. And since you used Action Surge, you have a total of 5 attacks. So make your next attack.
5 attacks? Good God.
This is what the fighter does.
Just goes berserk. Goes.
Well, that's a miss.
You're rampaging.
What'd you roll?
A 3.
Okay, yeah.
You're rampaging.
Take number 3.
That's a hit. It's a 12.
All right, roll 1d10 plus 1d6.
Yes.
7 plus, do I add my strength?
Yep, yep. That's right. Another hit.
So 5 and 7.
12.
Yep. Rolling to hit again.
For the kids watching their head ahead.
That's 19 with the improved critical, is that?
That's a critical. So roll 2d10 plus 1d6. You 43. Did about as much damage as Beholder did. You're like going a
hack and slash.
Four of your slashes are just like chipping this thing apart. And it's starting to sink back in. It's barely holding on now. If you hadn't missed the other one, you probably would have killed
him. Yeah, I know.
It is now.
Oh, wait a minute, did I? Oh, never mind.
And Miles?
Miles,
come on.
Come on, Carver.
Finish it off.
Viles.
The fucking warrior's in there barely alive, fucking slashing this thing to pieces.
Mark's taking a nap.
Miles, I know, Carver. I've been sitting back watching everything today. I'm gonna do. I'll take an acid bolt.
Alright, roll.
Knock me down to 7.
Should I go for it? Do what?
Do we have to?
Oh, put 18. It in the flask?
Plus 7.
If it survives and gets to your turn,
all right,
try
3d6.
What's worst that can happen?
Level one.
It doesn't go away.
Why do you keep putting them back in?
Wait, it's lucky. Like we said last time.
Needs some charge.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Could backfire on this. I'll admit.
The rest,
look at that. See?
12. 12. Plus 3. 15.
You shoot it. The creature shudders and strains against its chains, and it seems to cry blood from the Volperi walls of the room itself. As the creature monster begins to sink back into the pit, and the walls begin to cave in and collapse, this whole structure is caving in on itself.
We're running!
Yeah, we get the fuck out of here.
I start sprinting away and diving into the water when I get to the end of the pipe.
And I now have no more charges for my crown. I'm sad.
Okay, as,
Can you make a boat out of the boat?
Chester, it's your turn. Broken. There's, like, there's like chunks of the ceiling falling. This place is collapsing.
You make like a
I can, yeah, but I can't run out of here. I can't form of anything.
Here,
I got 25 movement, right?
Let's
can I double move?
Right, right, make a set with dexterity save.
Oh, yeah, good. 5 plus 2, 7.
Running, running past, running out, a chunk of the ceiling collapses, and hits you. The chunk of solid clay is probably 12 by 11 feet and has pinned you underneath it.
Okay.
It is now Wizard's turn.
The weakest character has to freed someone who's pinned. You have a strength modifier of 0.
Use your phantasmal force to blow it off.
You're not currently trapped.
Use your phantasmal force to blast it off.
It's phantasmal force is an illusion.
Yeah.
Now, if you had telekinesis, now
use thunderwave to knock it off.
I could use thunderwave,
but you'd probably hit him.
So
no, I can. What's the difference? Go around him, right?
Yeah, you can sculpt it around.
Yeah, you sculpt around.
Thunderwave it.
Let's do thunderwave.
Blow the thunderwave off. Blow the brick of the thing off.
I'll try to knock
thunderwave his pants off.
Pants off.
All right, you. You thunderwave. It doesn't completely release him, but I will half the DC for him to climb out.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
You soften up the clay.
So kind, John.
And I assume you're moving to the exit during this as well?
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
like, we're bam!
Bam, bam!
Good luck, buddy!
And jump.
I guess I'm running.
Are you going to help him? Or he's gonna run.
He should be able to get out on his
own. Wow.
I have 11 hit points. If I get hit by anything, I'm going down.
That's true. Well,
I'm curious.
All right, make a deck.
Yeah, we need to get the hell out of here.
His armored, covered butt.
8 plus 2.
Oh, God.
Yeah, my deck's just plus 2 modifier. Yep. And I, well, I have athletics and acrobats, so that gives me a bonus, right?
No.
No.
Do you have dex as your saving throw? I think you only have strength and con. This is fun. As he's running past him, he's like, dude, you can get out by your own. The ground cracks in front of him, creating a fissure. And he face plants into the inside of the fissure and knocks himself cold out.
Inside
the fissure, which is about 18 feet deep.
So as I pass out, I hear a dwarf
laughing. You're like, you got this!
You got it, brother!
And now it goes to...
I gotta save his ass.
Cue the Minutemen, Corona, and the Jackass.
Miles.
Theme song.
Really?
See, originally the earthquake sequence was also going to be while you're fighting the zombie people, but since you annihilated that, they're removed from this.
Nice.
So you just have to deal. These are the effects of the actual spell, earthquake, which is an 8th level spell.
Haven is not a nice place to live.
Nah.
What is?
Because
can I use my climber kit to go down and?
Can I make a climb check?
Bitch slap Muscle away.
Wait, before you do it, Mark, go, I'm Miles Carver, and this is Jackass.
Ten plus strength, plus 3, 13.
And that's the
plus 3 for strength, is that what I'm doing?
Well, yeah, you also have the kit, so you make it down to him.
Okay, and I bitch slap him.
Are you going to try carrying him on your back up?
No, he's
putting a rope on him. What are you doing?
Put a rope on him, go up and pull him up.
You could give him a potion.
I don't have a wake-up potion.
You have a healing potion.
I have a
negative 1 hit points. That's why he's unconscious.
Oh, okay, yeah. Then I'll give him a healing potion. That's 2d4 plus 2.
Put it down as
2.
2.
4,
6. 6 plus 2, 8.
All right. You wake up with Mark on top of you.
I'm not on top of you.
Pouring a potion down your throat.
I'm like next to you, like, wake up, buddy.
You're stroking my hair.
Come on, pal.
I love you. Don't die on me.
Chester?
Bubba.
I gotta push this thing
I gotta off. Go back for Bubba.
Yeah, you're not gonna push the whole thing off. You're just trying to get yourself wedged
keep
down
running.
This.
No, I gotta help.
You gotta keep running.
I did. By
doing well, strength.
Yeah, you get up.
Okay.
Because he helped you by loosening it.
Help me.
You basically, you could hear the little steam things catapulting, like sledgehammering the thing, and you push yourself out of it. And you are leaving.
Do you have a rope by chance?
No, you already asked for that. no, man, I got Stabbing Strikings, I got Gauntlets of Ogre Might, I know a little bit about temple
can
services.
Can you jump down and throw up? Knucklehead?
Yeah, I could throw a couple knuckleheads, but that ain't gonna help.
You can throw Hutzelup into the pit.
Is there any way I can get to them and drag or...
Yeah, they're on their way out the tunnel, so...
Oh, we got Hutzel out of the pit?
He's awake now.
Yeah.
But we're out of the pit, though, I'm saying.
Not yet, it's not your turn.
I know, but that's what I'm asking.
So but you'll be able to climb over and help. Oh, well, he can help if he wants.
Pull Hutzel out.
I will aid you, only because I care. Even though it's really advantageous for me to get the hell out of
then
here.
Then just go. I can
no,
take
I'll
care
help
of
it. Go. No, I got you. I'll help it. Go. I'm okay. Turning back around.
Okay.
And after that, it goes to Shaw.
Who's stumbling and bubbling.
Okay, I guess I have to try and climb out of this hole.
All right, roll strength, climb check.
Come on, Inzio, let's go.
Yeah, I'm pretty easy to get out of a hole. You're the one that's got your...
Oh, 16.
Caked armor.
Plus 5 from strength.
Yeah, and he's helping you. So you get up, you grab his little dwarven gauntlet hands, and he pulls you out.
Gauntlet hands.
Ogre powers. Commence.
I guess then I will aid Mark.
There's a lot of aids going on.
Who's got the aids?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Mark, roll.
I'm not saying anything. I'm in enough trouble tonight. 11 plus.
I'm the one that made that jihad cry.
14.
Yeah, right.
I was trying to warrior princess.
You have warrior princess.
You have your climbing kit, and Hutzel's helping you. So he helps Hutzel out, and Shaw helps you out.
I apologize if anyone was offended.
And the three of you flee after him as you see the mage jump from the pipe. Woo!
Yeah.
And you guys dive down after him.
Splash.
You see.
We walk in water.
Oh yeah, that's true.
You see from the water. You can see some of the structures on the docks, like caving in on themselves.
Oh no!
And you can hear the earth shifting.
It's like Atlantic City.
The earth move under our feet. You are free.
Hear the earth move under our feet.
Free at last.
That was horrific.
It's gonna be a long water walk back.
No, we went back to shore.
Yeah, we're right next to the shore.
Yeah,
we're like you're back in the water.
Are we Haven, though?
You're not near the dock, but
we're not near Haven. Are we near Haven?
Yeah, by walk, you probably only take you less than an hour.
Still a long water walk, though.
Yeah. You just walk back up to the dock.
Yeah, kind of like loaded. Everyone's like looking at what the hell are these guys doing walking down the water?
They're gods. Worship them.
Okay.
Give them many women.
Yeah, you didn't check his body.
No, I didn't.
I don't know, the roof caving in kind of made that difficult.
They didn't have time to investigate too much.
As a fish.
Yes.
And a weasel.
You returned to town that just experienced an earthquake. And the word is spread throughout the town that...
Jesus Christ. Sound effects.
That so one of the counselors was responsible for the deaths within the city.
Yeah, surprise, surprise.
Another gathering
shockers
has appeared outside the town hall yet again, and several prominent citizens have arrived to voice their concern of the leadership of Haven. This meeting is filled, you can see in the faces of those gathered, with fear rather than anger. The people of Haven are afraid that evil is consuming their city and that their fate is beyond their control. Standing before the assembled citizens is Constable Aiden, flanked by two of the city watch. Instead of pressuring the dispersal of those involved, he is advocating for new leadership for Haven. The corruption of the Duke and his appointed council is beyond measure. The sun has fallen too far from the tree and must be replaced. The walking dead has been difficult enough, but the squabbling among the living is much too dangerous in these treacherous times, he preaches to the crowd. Suddenly, an arrow passes by the face of Aiden and strikes the watchman to his left. Screams break out in the crowd as several hooded figures emerge and leap onto the platform while drawing blades.
The hood.
We can end there if you want.
The hood.
Oh, man.
It's the hood.
Are you kidding me?
Believe it. Oh, believe it. Chester Winterbottom of the past speaking to Chester Winterbottom of the future. You've just listened to an entire episode of Dungeonetics, and I hope you feel real proud of yourself. The music you are listening to has been provided by Gaines Brown and a special inclusion from a certain artist named Kellen. Thanks, buddy. All our other sounds come from the wonderful people at freesounds.org. And as always, we can be reached at Dungeonetics on Twitter, Dungeonetics on Instagram, or Dungeonetics @gmail.com. And remember, folks, you could do this too. You shouldn't, but you could, but you don't. Because I heard this, I don't know if I'm doing this right, but you're basic. I don't get it. Have a wonderful day. Good night.